Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Span. And right now, you're about to listen to the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast. And now part of the Spanport Podcast Network. However, I should let you know that the views expressed on the Black, White, and Yellowish podcast are those of the motherfucker who said them. Don't write me.
What up, though? It's comedian Ardell Bowright bringing you the first episode of Black, White, and Yellowish. I'm here with two of my friends, James Kent and Glenn Young. We're here to talk about everything under the sun, fatherhood, relationships, one-night stands, two-night stands, four-night stands, all types of stands. We're even here to talk about your Uncle Stan, Pakistan, Tribeca Stan. We're here to talk about it all. So tune in to the first episode of Black, White, and Yellowish. All right, this is Ardell Bowright. Enjoy yourself. Peace.
All right, who's running the shit?
Detroit.
Ken? We already talked about that. Just let it flow, you piece of shit.
Wait, I thought there was going to be somebody leading it.
Fucking colonizer.
It's a little gamey because I've touched every office with an office. I'm despicable all the way down to my core, bitch. I'm so morbid when it comes down to killer tactics. I can do it in so many assortments and no need of practice. Yeah. In danger like a woman wearing a corset because Jack the Ripper is stabbing.
It's all you don't like that, huh? Because
the gave me a heartless remedy. Now the dude, man in the mirror is my dog.
Me and my homeboy, we make fun of this dude. And
I'll tell you right now, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. No. That's probably next to Black Thought.
Yo,
that's some real.
You know what it is? He has a good raspy voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my homeboy make fun of this dude, and we write
impeccable.
What?
Like, yo, we write rhymes. Me and my homeboy like to make fun of this dude. This is the one I wrote to make fun of anonymous knowledge. My orbit is orchid shaped, short circuit, your morbid taste, and forfeit your torture face, your fortune is form based. Trigonometry technology is my precise biology, my constantly thinking about numbers and astronomy. Get lost in the frost of subthermal internal urinals and blessed fertile loins of girls' girdles while I hurdle through Prince's reign that's purple.
Yo, like, what if he's like a free, what if he's like a battle rapper type? Because you know how, like, there's a difference between.
Horrible.
There's a difference between battle rappers and other rappers. Like some battle rappers can't make music at all. You know what I mean?
Explain this to.
Huh?
He's horrible. He's shit. Stop making excuses for him.
I love him.
I do feel bad because I don't think he's.
If he came out with a CD today, I'll buy it.
Yo, I'll buy that shit right off iTunes.
I'll buy it. he needs to be on BET. He needs to be on a site somewhere.
So I mean, that's the subject. Yo. But so let me.
Wait,
ask
I
you
got one more rhyme. Look,
but you don't like him.
Off.
Listen, but you don't like him because
I got a question for you, Glenn. I got a question for you. What is it with rappers having the ability to rap, but they're not big enough to like sell out a small venue? But you get mad at a guy like this who gets all these views, and you can't even scratch the surface.
Hold on,
yo.
Hold on. I don't know what the fuck happened that round, but look at all my other shit. I destroy this guy, and I destroy everybody else except
so. So I mean, why are you so? You know, why all the animosity towards this gentleman who obviously reads the source?
Yeah, maybe I'm projecting. Maybe these rhymes I wrote in jest are actually really what I'm trying to do. No. Here comes another rhyme for you. Yo, my internal celestial crocodile reptile style will shoot wild for a mile, sonic boom like guile. I'm vile like a pedophile with a child in the wild. Your lack of faith in rivers based out of Egypt is just denial. My profile reads like Sergeant Pyle,
because that's
my
fight.
Y'all need to pay homage to Ohio.
On my cryogenic pile of shit deprecated by miles.
Listen.
Right?
Y'all need to pay homage to Anonymous. I'm a pharaoh that broke out of the sarcophagus. You have no punchlines, but I stomped your fish. Grab my balls and cock and I popped at the left while you were standing there reading a pot of shit. You incompetent pompous bitch, but I'm still stuck and lost in the abyss. If only you had a remote to pause like you were watching Lost and talk about this shit. Rappers nowadays are small.
Look at him.
Yeah, he looks like a Muppet.
And he rapping directly right at you.
Is it because
hey, back up? I'm gonna rap
wait,
there.
Wait, hold on. I
said a blade cornea, microphone lens, fire equipped to reticulate the circumference, automatic desire, phalange gripping mics tight like vice wire. I sign a drip. Fuck that dude. It's horrible.
Listen, are you fat
that
shaming
is
him?
Easy. I wrote those in 2 minutes.
Are you fat shaming?
He's definitely fat shaming.
Listen, is it because he's fat?
Our lackluster compared to Anonymous's.
Listen,
your delivery is terrible.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at Anonymous because you lack the ability.
With your fucking, why you look like a fucking Russian? And you look like a Russian bouncer. Like now you just look gay. But
look,
listen, Ash Ketchum.
Yeah. Don't get mad at Anonymous.
You look like you're about to catch some Pokemon.
Come on, man.
Yo, listen. Here's what I'm trying to say. I'm not gonna say he sucks because I love him. But
yeah, you couldn't even say that. You'd be lying if you said that, James.
But what I'm saying is, like, okay, is it his fault that he's getting all these views, or why shit on him when the people like what his shit is? You know what I'm saying?
You should be congratulating him as an MC, a fellow MC. Like,
the people are a problem, but I gotta kill it. I gotta take out the fucking heart, man.
Or do you think he just has like a lot of friends and like a lot of people who like promote his shit? Because I think a lot of times it's that sometimes.
I'm gonna take
him out. I don't know what the fuck you said. It's like
that, you know. He can push you to stepping your bars up a little bit. Like the words he's using, you never use them in your rhymes.
He doesn't know. He said, "I stroke every orifice with an oarfish." I wrote these rhymes in 2 minutes.
Damn, for real?
There's no.
You know his bars?
Damn, yo, that's heat. Yo,
this dude got you in a trick. You're
reciting bars.
You know his bars better than you know Method Man bars.
Yo, are you obsessed?
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral plane, find out my mental base.
You're stuttering, bro. You're stuttering compared to how you just recited Anonymous.
Yeah, you have to talk like you're fucking smoking for 30 years and you're fucking...
it's Anonymous Knowledge, a.k.a. AK.
I go to the glory hole, he plays with my asshole. I say, what up?
Yo, it's fun.
Yo.
Right, Anonymous Knowledge rhyme.
Yo, what? I think he's great. I like him.
I put spores in these swords as I soar like four horsemen. Pegasus wings, yep. Lettuce and beans.
But no,
lettuce
no,
and beans
down
in my eye socket. The doctor.
Look, here's my thing. Here's my thing. Like you know, like Tekashi 6ix9ine, yeah, and all that shit.
He's better than this dude, way better.
No, but what I'm saying is like you know, obviously there's a lot of people that don't like him, whatever. Like I don't listen to his music, but that's what I'm saying is like obviously a lot of people like it. So like, why get mad at him instead of like
shut
people?
Shut the fuck up.
No, for real. No, because he's cultivating an audience that
you guys are a problem.
You can't reach those people. Your bars
I'm not.
Nobody relates to your dad bars. Nobody relates to your dad. Get off a young dude dick, man. Get your bars up.
Rapping about taking vitamins and shit.
So why do you think he's getting a lot of views then? Like, what is it, his hashtags or something? Or you think he's like trash and those views aren't real?
I think it's either he's crazy. Like,
I think it's either the alt-right or Russian bots.
Nah, he's entertaining, man. And kids like that stuff.
Fucking fake news.
They don't like your too deep lyrics. They don't understand you. Cause you're not orbiting like an orifice.
Yeah, like he can't. You know what I'm saying? Like Anonymous is probably he's gonna reach the kids before Glizza does. He's definitely
that's
gonna.
Because he looks like a fucking Muppet.
Actually, he looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid. That's what he looks like.
He's kid friendly. You look like a molester.
Yeah, you definitely look like you want to sleep with kids. He looked like you want to make them have fun.
Oh my god,
that's the difference. You rapping bars. That you know, I want to get in your pants, young man. You know,
yeah, you're talking about, yo, I want to touch you, little boy. So what up?
hit me on my jack. You want me to smizak? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You said, he's talking about fishing with oarfish and shit. You know, it's kid friendly.
The oarfish.
Yeah.
Who would ever thought of that? You can't. Man, come on. It's Tekashi 6ix9ine and then Anonymous.
Oh right? My god!
Shooting with squirt guns, drinking my squirt fun.
Oh shit! Hold on.
So 1 to 10, what are you?
They call
you
me the Mountain Dew. You the Mountain Fool.
What do I what now?
What would you rank Anonymous if you had a chance?
A two.
Wait, so wait, he's winning. Is that what's going on?
This round, yes. It's horrible.
So wait, I don't get the rounds. Like, I don't know how that page works.
Well, no, they just... Listen, the rounds are something that exists in my head. They release like two crazy, or three videos at a time.
Beautiful mind, crazy fucking Russell Crowe, like, motherfucker.
They release like two or three videos, or sometimes four at the same time. And I always compare mine to the other people. And yeah, I'm sure they're doing the same.
Dude, maybe he just knows a lot more people and shit. Maybe he's like gone.
No,
like,
no. You're giving Glenn the benefit of the doubt, James.
You're right. You know, he's that good.
Maybe people just can understand his bars and they can feel the orifice with an orifice. Like, that is something.
Here's the line that he said. Here's the line that he said. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, I chloroformed an orphan with the severed foreskin from Ed Norton.
Yo. Yo.
I wish I could touch the foreskin.
Damn,
of Ed.
Son. Yo. Yo, that's... Yo.
Say bars like that. You don't have bars like that.
Yo,
Vinny, you're right,
dude.
Oh, but right. I'm sorry, man. That's fucking. I don't even know what to do.
You're breaking his bars right down right
Yo,
now.
Yo, my brain is fucked up because of that line right now.
Yeah. I gotta hang up.
Yeah, I might even have to stop this shit.
He made you change your hat
three times. Oh, twice. I can't even count because this shit's so hot. Yo, let me hear that rhyme you made of him again, because that shit was funny.
Which one? The first one?
Yeah. Dog, look, he has you discombobulated.
You got the scarf out, looking like John B. and shit. Oh. Yeah, you look like a gay Frenchman, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm rapping, is it book of law?
Hey, Jared, let us hear some more Anonymous bars.
I stick a fork in the corpse, I keep on the back porch, a little gamey, because I toss every office with the northeast.
Let's hear some more Anonymous bars.
Anonymous, I'm a pharaoh that broke out of the sarcophagus. You have no punchlines, but I stomped your fist. Your ex grabbed my balls and cock, and I popped at the lips while you were standing there reading a pot of shit. You incompetent, pompous bitch, but I'm still stuck and lost in the abyss. If only you had a remote to pause, like you were watching Lost and talk about this shit. Rappers nowadays are sparse, but I'm still screaming off with the head, because I'm a boss.
Off with your head,
shit.
Man.
All these trap rappers are accumulating. Your
head, listen.
Boom. He's calling you out. Straight. I know he's calling you out.
Yeah, he's talking about you.
He's like, yo, you blue-eyed fuck with your dumbass hat.
You keep changing up hats when
you
I rap.
You changing your fucking outfits, you dumbass bitch.
Oh, man.
Because I'm a lollipop at Anonymous. I'm a lollipop at Anonymous. Anonymous, my fuck, my sis, blah, 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 this.
He's all over you, man.
Hey, so,
maybe people just like his voice.
Are you going to formally call him out? What'd you going to do?
Look, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm going to make a rap.
Glenn, if you wrote.
Fuck everybody likes his shit.
Yo, if you wrote for him, it would be a hit.
Yeah, because he's going to make you go viral.
His voice. Because you know what it is? It's his fucking Simpsons smoke assistant voice.
Yeah, he got that exhibit sounding exhibit. He sounds like exhibit.
Yeah.
Man, he looks like somebody out of Dark Crystal. Oh, you didn't watch that boat. You might be too young for that. Never mind.
Maybe they like his deep ass voice. They don't like, you know. They don't like
and you. You sound happy. You sound like
they don't want happy. Maybe.
Yeah. You don't. You sound like none of your bills.
I like Glenn's happy rap. I'm just fucking with you.
Like, all my bills are paid on time. No worries.
That's what you sound like.
I'll be honest. When I was listening to it last night, I was like, "Yo, what the fuck is this? This is fucking really good."
Huh? Yeah. One of you wrote something about him sleeping with my wife.
Yeah.
So thanks.
I don't know, something comedian.
Well, no. I think your wife would probably sleep with a dude like that. Well, you're not married
me.
Anyway.
Your
you're
knife is me.
Well, I'm still married, but yeah, she's my ex. Married till next month.
I thought you.
I got his wife and I got his life.
Well, it takes time. You gotta get a court case next month. You know how these things work, don't you? Wait, you never married.
He's not paying attention anymore. He blocked you out.
No. I don't know what happened. Bo, you there?
I don't know. He just like, he had a flashback to memories of the streets.
First wife died in the streets.
Yo, I was married to this bitch. I was married to this gang, yo.
Oh, shit. That's fucking funny. Man, you really don't like. You really don't like him, though.
Slang and hustling, yo, till death do us part. Well,
why
yo.
Does he have views then? No, but for real, why does he have views then? Why is he beating you?
Yeah, there has to be a reason.
Look at all my other posts. My other posts kill all his shit, and kill like most other people as well. I don't know why he's winning this round. It makes no sense.
You're having all issues right now.
Wait, you can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm saying you're having all kinds of issues right now. First is this guy. And then I remember you mentioned yesterday that you said you had like a friend that was saying that you're
cultural appropriating.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, according to Anonymous, you probably are.
Yo, cultural appropriating.
Yo, you're over here stealing the culture.
Masturbator.
Yeah.
Masturbation, levitation, frustration.
I was talking to my friend who's a white girl, and I was talking shit about BLM, and then she responded with, "How can you appropriate black culture?"
What is her name? Like what does she look like? Does she look like a Tiffany? No. Like she's like, "Oh my god, my name's Amber," like something like that.
Do you feel like you're appropriating black culture when you rap?
No.
I want to know how she talks.
This is what I grew up, like, I don't understand. The whole idea of cultural appropriation is fascinating to me because maybe some people do that shit. This is what I grew up doing this shit with other people who did it. It was just normal. And it wasn't just me. It was like the kids in my neighborhood and school did it. I just got better at that shit. Yeah, nobody was talking
got all the black
about black culture. If anything, back in the day, pre-Eminem, post-Vanilla Ice, it was like I was a standout because like the stain that Vanilla Ice left for like white people trying to get involved in hip hop, it was kind of actually easier to be a white dude because if you were just a little bit dope, people would think you were extra dope because the expectation was so low.
So I think this goes back to people, just like people like Anonymous.
Yeah, but yeah. So Anonymous, but that's different. Anonymous is just better than Blizzard. Yeah. Let's not even.
Yo, both serious. Hey, he's dropping that fire, you know?
Bang, old spinning spit.
Put it in your coffee on my friend. Like an old fish.
Dude, that line's gonna be stuck in my head.
So I have coffee on my fucking desk.
So like my opinion about the whole culture appropriation, I don't think it's the artists that appropriate the culture. I think it's the people who buy the
consumers or the people who drive it.
Yeah, I think they are the appropriator. Because, like, if you get a white guy and he raps the same style, that's similar to a black dude, but this, they would rather listen to the white guy than black. I do. And it comes with music and everything.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the stories. I think it's the stories. I think it's because, like, so when, like, I think when a black rapper raps about certain things, I don't think a lot of white people or other people can relate to it. I think that's why. I think that happens a lot of times.
But bro, I think that I'm limited
in stories. Like if I'm telling a story of something, that's from my view. So
right.
The problem is white people don't want to hear the story of black plight.
That's you're probably right. But that's
the point. But what I'm saying is I can listen to Eminem, and I never even lived that type of shit. You know, I've never lived in a trailer park. I never did any of that. But I can listen to it and enjoy it because the way he's telling the story, I enjoy it. But a lot of times, like the white culture, and white culture is including Asian and everyone, they would rather go the other way than hear the actual black plight.
Let's be real, Bo. There are a lot of rappers out there saying some real deep shit. It's all kind of the same. Hustling, slang of dope.
What if that's real stories, though?
And we got it, man. We've had it for about 20 years now. Like, how many times are we going to listen to this?
It's a continuance.
It's not like it's self-perpetuating. Because but these motherfuckers. Hey, listen, I'm not one of these people like rap music is killing the youth, but to say that it's not having an effect on the youth and doesn't influence youth is a lie. It perpetuates shit behavior.
I think that's bullshit. Because the same thing about
music. Listen, you blue-eyed fuck.
Anonymous is way better at a great view of rapper. But no, what I'm saying is like movies do the same thing.
Yeah, that's the argument right. They always try to use.
Okay, like, how about this?
Except for the fact that actors aren't really slanging dope for shooting people.
How about
these motherfuckers have felonies, are always caught on gun charges, are slanging dope.
No, listen, stop.
Huh? Look at this. And they really try to play this up until they get.
No, I know, but look, who are like the hottest? Like, I don't want to say like anyone's like a good rapper or whatever. That's not where I'm going with this. But like, who's technically and socially like the hottest right now? I don't think it's a white dude. You got a lot like what you got Migos and all those other guys that are kind of like at the top right now. Well, I don't know, dude. You know what I'm saying though? Like I'm saying up to today's generation. You're
like a fucking dad. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, but I'm saying of today's generation.
You hear about this guy named Nas?
I'm not talking about our generation. No, I'm saying like right now, you're bringing up like appropriation and like people would rather listen to the white guy. I don't think anyone's listening to any white guys right now though. Is what I'm trying to say.
No, there are white rappers. Post Malone, super popular.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay, that's one of them. But
I don't know any of his music. But yeah, he's popular.
Right.
You got Machine Gun Kelly. You got
and then you have like these weird little trap rappers.
Here's where I'll kind of agree with Boat because for example, G Easy and stuff like that. Everyone likes him, and he's pretty hot because his music is more like, you know. I guess like Boat says, they want to listen to his shit. Like, I don't think Boat's necessarily wrong in what he's saying.
Iggy Azalea before she fucked up.
Yeah.
What?
Iggy Azalea before she fucked up. Yeah. Too popular.
I don't think Boat's wrong in what he's saying. But like at the same time as like what I was saying earlier, I think they just like, for example, G-Eazy doesn't really talk about like what you said, Glenn. He doesn't talk about any of that because he obviously hasn't gone through that. But a lot of people can't relate to that kind of hard life living anyway. Where G-Eazy just talks about, you know, fucking bitches sometimes. Or like he has some raps that are with his girlfriend or whatever. I don't know if you listen to his shit.
Well, let's get back to this chick. This chick did live in Paducah, Kentucky, where there was all white people, suburbs, nice living. So when she was going to the Lou, I don't know how she initially got involved, but she's been seeing this field for 20 years. It really is like a vacation. You know what I mean? Like, she's going to the hood, and she's a visitor. And she told me a story one time. She's like, yeah, I remember one time we were just, like, so hungry, and we've had some macaroni and cheese, and we ate it, and it was the best macaroni and cheese we ever had. I'm like, hold up. What the fuck is this bullshit story? Like, one, nobody's starving in the streets of America. I'm like, where'd you spend your money? He's like, well, we bought pot. Okay, that's one. Two, stop acting like you're living this fucking life of a lowly person when all you have to do to escape being poor is to just go back to Kentucky. Bitch, you're a visitor here. So when she's telling me I'm what's it called? Appropriating culture. That's her projecting. That's her shit. I'm not a visitor.
Wait, I am
this shit.
Hold on. Wait. Let me stop you before you get fucking that testosterone.
I tell motherfuckers who passed.
Did you just say the N-word?
I'm appropriating shit. I am this shit.
Listen.
Motherfuckers tell me I'm
appropriating. What? Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Did you say?
No. Because this story is all over the place kind of right now. Like, why did she even say you were appropriate? Like, what did you say specifically?
Because we were having an argument about BLM.
Okay, Black Lives Matter.
I was talking shit about BLM. She got mad, and she said, how can you appropriate black culture? And she did this on purpose. She knew what she was doing. How can you appropriate black culture and hate black culture, which is wrong on so many levels?
Because you don't hate black culture.
Why did you say you hate black culture?
No, she was conflating BLM with black culture.
She's saying basically that because he doesn't agree with BLM that he must hate black culture, right?
And she threw a little jab in there, trying to say like I'm appropriating black culture.
Yeah, she's just trying to low blow you because she don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
She's projecting.
She's trying to put you in a position.
She goes to the hood. It's like a Disneyland ride. Like, oh look, this is where we. Yeah. I don't fucking know. This is where we eat macaroni and cheese for. Yeah. And then I go back.
She's the type of girl that like she acts like she's for BLM, but like they don't even like her ass either because she's kind of fake.
Like, they don't.
And they probably could see it. They'd be like, oh, she's just using us. Yeah. You know, and she probably wants to feel like a good person. She's just there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like people like that either. I don't like people, just like Stormy has a program culture, that concept
did not exist.
Now whether you support BLM or not, but like you said, like if you're like white and you support it, just support it. We don't need you to be like all of a sudden you're the spokesman. Like, and no, bitch, shut the fuck up. Just now, walk you feel with
like
us.
In a little bit, you like on the verge of saying nigga every time you talk.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you a part of the, like you've been through this since day one.
Yeah.
You can support something and not be of it. Like, oh, I'm with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's bullshit. I don't like that either.
But okay, what about this though? Aside from my little hurt vagina, what about when they say that like white girls, doing cornrows or people do it. Okay, Jeremy Lin. Remember when Jeremy Lin was rocking dreads last year? Yeah. Who was it who called him out? He's like, we get it, man.
Kenya Martin. I think it was Kenya Martin.
And then he was like, talk about the inappropriate culture. And Jeremy responded like, hey, man, like you're one of my idols, but you also have like Chinese characters tattooed on your fucking arm. It's like, it was a good response. Like, who gives a fuck, man?
Well, the thing is, you know, and I'll say this, and I'll take the heat from whoever listening. A lot of times we just like to bitch, man. A lot of times we like to bitch. Appropriating culture, once it's put in the world, anybody can use it, whatever it is. If a white person gets their hair done a certain way, if I want to do my hair that way, I can fucking do it. I think we need to stop bitching. Like all those head, those little buns that everyone's doing, black dudes didn't start that shit. Fucking faggot white dudes started.
What do you mean buns?
Like the shit that you do with your hair.
Yeah, a lot of black guys now are doing like the dreads with the buns and shit like that, like Ty Dolla $ign and shit like that, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But listen, who cares? I never even think about that. Like, hey, that's a white thing.
I know. I'm
but cornrows existed in Viking culture too, though. So I don't understand.
Not cornrows, you dumb or fuck.
Whatever.
Dreadlocks. Whatever. Listen, the hair thing is kind of ridiculous. I think it's like
I think everyone had dreadlocks.
Styles that people do try to emulate that are from black culture. Right? There are hairstyles. I don't think cornrows by themselves means that it's a black thing, but there's certain styles that are the people
look
do
at,
try
look
to
at, look at some no, artists.
They do it, they do it. It's
okay for anyone to get their hair done any way they want.
Well, look at like people like you know, like Beyonce, she's beautiful and she has like this long blonde hair. Like that's not, but you get what I'm saying? Like she's obviously emulating a style of like a white chick. Right?
Well, I mean, that's because like Eurocentric ideal of beauty is kind of like what is prevalent in our society.
Look, I don't even, like you said, I don't even care about that shit. I think the people that get you know, airtime for that kind of shit are the wrong people to be talking about. Because, like, everyone I know, you know what I mean? No matter what race you are, you know, all my black friends, no. they don't bitch about shit like that. Ever. Like, I don't hear stupid shit like that.
You know,
Boat never says dumb shit like that.
Bitches from... Remember those bald bitches from Wakanda, and she had to wear a fucking weave, and she was like, ugh. And everybody liked her for that, because she was, like, trying to reject the weave culture. That was dope. I like that.
That was dope. Yeah.
But we have a, yeah, you know, I mean.
One thing about, to hit on Black Panther, I enjoyed about the movie, besides it just being black, I enjoyed, it wasn't overly sexualized. Like, you didn't have a lot of, like, intimate scenes. Most movies, you have a lot of that. You have a lot of intimacy. And I thought that was pretty dope.
There wasn't a part where, like, there's at least one guy, one white guy, and he, like, saves the day and gets the Black Queen.
Oh, yeah. You know it was that. Whitey got to get his credit.
Yeah, you know movies I don't like? I don't want to say I don't like because I still enjoy them, but I do hate movies, at least, you know, for, like, Asian movies, where it's, like, it's an Asian movie, but it's, like, one white dude, and he's, like, the leader of everything. And he's, like...
That's all black movies. And all black movies have that one white guy. And
he's, what are you talking about? Like, give me an example.
Like, what's that one? Like, we got one with, like, The Last Samurai, Ronin 57, or whatever fuck it was.
First of all, you got... I know the premise of The Last Samurai is
No, I love the movie.
I like it, but yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, I love the movie. But like, for example, the one I saw recently, I think it's called like The Outsider with Jay Leto, and he's in the Yakuza. Like, you know, it's a Japanese Yakuza. It's all, but he's the one white guy that's like badass and like he gets the girl and shit.
Was it The Natives, I think it was called, where George, what's that handsome old white dude actor? George Clooney?
Are you talking about me?
George Clooney, right? George Clooney played like a Hawaiian, and they had the audacity to call it like the Natives.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you said my name, young man. It's Sir Sean Connery. Make sure you add the "Sir" before you say my name, you young lad.
My name is Sir Sean Connery, and I'll young be lad. Playing
I'm over here fucking prom queens, and you're over there being a loser, losing to Anonymous.
In my upcoming movie, I'll be playing a Sri Lankan.
Yeah, I don't
good
know.
Job stepping all over my point.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what you're saying. I was all over this.
With your stupid impression.
No, he was talking about. He was talking about.
You're a fucking hack.
He's a hack.
He was talking about nothing important.
Did you call him a hack? That is hilarious.
You talentless hack.
You know who's not a hack?
S beat fire, hot fire. I come from the Shire, Lord of the Rings, you dumb dick.
No, I was hoping you'd go more with that. Hey, dude, let's all spit just a quick little anonymous knowledge, AKAAK verse. It's fun, trust me. I'll start out, yo, back scratcher, my tie is flatter. I adapt to anything I see, what I be. I bees around like a sting. Yo, I mean, I grab the honey money. Your turn. Go ahead.
Yo, you scratch my back. I scratch your back. You think I'm whack, but I got your sack.
Go, Bo.
Your rap is whack. It lacks the facts.
Oh, shit.
Y'all crazy.
I fucked with Shaq. I sucked his cack.
I bomb you like Nagasaki and drop Bukkake on a hockey rink.
Yo, I touched your donkey dick. Your dog is sick.
Your donkey dick, your dog is sick. It's fun, right? It's fun.
That's why people
he sucks.
Him.
He's shit. We are making his rhymes right now on a podcast. Okay? God damn, he's horrible.
I fucked a guy named Nick. I slurped and licked.
But I was in a metaphor for sis.
Oh shit, yo. He's fire though.
This my complex phobia masturbating beta masturbation.
he's just flipping the words around all stupid.
That's turkey what he face. I want a place. Come through and seen the place.
Shit. You a hater skater. My favorite candy's now and later.
Oh, shit. And every time the I skittle, eat them, fiddle me this, Eminem, huh? It's a gym. Charleston Chew, I thought you knew.
I thought you knew. My name is Drew. I used to wear color blue.
Oh. It's fun.
Wonka bar, the golden ticket, you dumb spigot.
Ooh, dumb spigot. That's almost racist, I think.
Ooh. Ain't there no racism here.
Oh man,
that was almost racist.
That was almost. Good thing I look Mexican.
Stayed it with the et.
Good job.
Hey, so okay, back to cultural appropriation. What about like Halloween? How you can't do shit for Halloween because it's
who says you can't do shit for Halloween?
It's our cult. Bro, you see all this shit that's put out. People like holding pictures.
White people always want to go over the line and dress up like people. They want to dress up like Native Americans. Come
on. Who gives a fuck?
Your fucking ancestors done raped and pillaged their fucking...
Hey, yeah, motherfucker. My ancestors are conquered. Good job. Well done. And...
Well, I mean, like, what if like, a Mexican dude wanted to dress up like a pilgrim? Would that be racist towards white people?
No. It's ridiculous. People want something. They say, this is my culture, not a costume. Eat a dick, man. Go find something better in life to worry about.
I guess it's like, I don't know. I don't get offended by this shit, but I guess, would it be offended if, like, my kid did dress up like a Native American and kept going, bah, 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 bah. Would that be racist?
Hey, bro, we used to do that as kids, not even thinking. Like, that is kind of insensitive.
What if, like, he dressed up as a Native American, but you were, like, straight up authentic? Like, you were like,
Like your kid was? If your kid was doing like an ayahuasca ceremony. If you're like, hey, my kid's really into this Native American thing, and all of a sudden he's doing like
he wasn't trying to
like experimenting like, with like peyote and shit.
Yeah, like he's trying to be like for reals. Cool. Like, Oh shit.
The wind, it talks to me.
Fucking. Wait, is that you don't, you don't like kids dressing up as Native Americans, Boat? You think that's fucked up?
I mean, I think we were ignorant when we did it. We were ignorant to the fact no one really knew Native Americans. This?
I wouldn't do it. When my kid wanted to dress up like that, because I'd rather have him be like something cooler. Not that Native Americans aren't cool, so don't take that wrong.
God damn, they're not worthy of being dressed up as. But you know what? That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is
because they don't, the thing is, you know, in school they talk about it, but they don't tell the truth about it. That's the problem. Like,
is it like one of those histories written by the winners?
Yeah, and it's always bullshit.
But I say obviously the Americans at the time, they did kick their ass, obviously.
Well, so it wasn't a war. They didn't know they were fighting. They thought they were getting blankets.
That's not true. That's the shit that pissed me off. That shit with the smallpox blankets was a isolated case. And all of a sudden, that's what white people did. They go around the world giving people smallpox blankets.
So then what's the truth? Then what's the truth?
Did it happen?
Huh?
Did it happen?
There was an isolated case, yes.
Motherfucker, we can say isolated happened. Every time anything happens.
Well, I think
there was estimated, and I know this is big, between 10 million to 100 million Native Americans here. I know it's a huge gap, but that's what they estimate.
Well, I think Europeans.
So if there's a small isolated case, let's say there's 100 million Indians here. If it's 1,000 Indians that get killed out of 100 million, I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, I don't care. Like, well, there's a bigger picture here.
I think just the Europeans being here anyway it would already cause.
But most of the deaths occur because of the fucking the illnesses that us dirty Europeans brought that they couldn't deal with. They weren't used to.
Right, they couldn't combat.
Here's the thing though, like war, like from the beginning of time, war and conquering and taking over other tribes, countries, whatever, have been existing for like a really long time. Like, weren't Native Americans doing that to each other before even white people showed up?
Yeah, of course.
Those motherfuckers were rolling heads down the goddamn stairs of Mexico because they wanted to have a good season of harvest.
So, no, I'm not to say that obviously Europeans were starting to travel the world and colonize, but I mean,
if you listen to Tariq Nasheed or any of these motherfuckers, they'll say the only like bad people in throughout the history of the world were white people. Everybody else's slavery was just indentured servitude, but blah, blah. And then we're pedophiles and all this other shit. Everybody's gone to war. Everybody's been. It's just that ours is like under a microscope, so maybe it's the most recent, even though it's not the most recent.
Yeah, you've even had empires where there were Muslim empires, and they had a lot of fucking territory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot. You know, it's not just – we only talk about that because it's the American history.
Yeah.
So the white man gets the bad shake because of what he did after they freed the slaves. Yeah. That's why the white man gets – what they've done to the black – family and people since after they freed slavery.
What about this? Do you think like maybe like when like obviously you know the whole with slavery and that was fucking horrible and fucking you know obviously America has blood on their hands for that. But I think at the same time, do you think like the reason some people get offended too is because maybe like at the same time like during the Civil War, a lot of white boys died for that too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, but the Civil War wasn't.
Right. It wasn't necessarily it wasn't necessarily to free slavery. It was more, you know, to combat the Southern way of life type of shit. Like I know freeing the slaves wasn't obviously their main objective.
They didn't want them to secede, man.
Yeah, they didn't want them to secede.
The agriculture industry in the South was major. Yeah. But to pretend the North was the good guys, no, because
that's bullshit.
Most of the shipping ports were in the North. The North benefited from the industry as well.
So the problem was that the South benefited so much from the free workers that they had on the slaves. Yeah. That's the issue, because they were making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
And you can't grow fucking cotton in Minnesota, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? So,
slavery also got to a point where it was not needed anymore.
But
cost ineffective once the cotton gin came about. And it's like,
technology started to.
But isn't it a misconception that, like, if you're like, obviously you're Southern, you lived in the South, like, they have this, isn't it a misconception that, like, everyone owns slaves when that's not the case? It's just plantations?
No, there's no misconception about that. Everyone knows that everybody didn't own slaves.
Okay. I think it was like 1%.
Yeah, I think it was just the plantations, right?
The wealthy people own slaves, right? Yeah. But the thing is, it's about how everyone else treated them. You know what I'm saying? Right. So they didn't treat them as if they were people. Right, and that's the issue. That's the issue. You know what I'm saying? And then they continued that for years after. So it's not about I'm okay. I'm not gonna say I'm okay with slavery. It happened. Boom.
Yeah.
Everything that happened after the people were free,
yeah,
that's the issue.
But do you think, I mean, listen, when you have a group of people who are considered like less equal, this has occurred in many places around the world, right? The caste system in India, even after the caste system was gone, those people are still treated like shit. Like, it doesn't just go back to good.
I got you, but those places that you're talking about are not America. They don't have the Constitution. They don't have the rights and everything that this country has. None of them do. So if you're going to say this country is a free country, you're going to have the Constitution, and we're all going to abide by it,
yeah, be all man and
fair enough. Fair enough. That shit.
Stick by exactly what you're saying. Well, don't be a piece of shit, and just because you have the numbers to bully someone because you have the numbers to do it, that's the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Well, it's like the promise that all men are created equal type of shit, and that wasn't the case.
What'd you say?
I don't think America is unique in this at all. We're just like sort of recent within the last couple hundred years.
It's not about the uniqueness of slavery and oppression. The uniqueness is that we're the only one that claims we're a free nation and we weren't. That's the issue.
I think that there's been nations where they're like, yo, we're fucking awesome. Meanwhile, they're slaves who are getting treated like shit.
But this is the land of immigrants. This is the land of freedom. Come here and do this, except if you were a black person during these times. So think about it. When the Irish were coming over here, they all the immigrants benefited off the black plight, meaning the minority plight, the civil rights, they all benefited off that. And once they became equal to the American white dude, they all turned their back on the black people. All of them, they all do the same thing. Jews, fucking Irish, they all do the same.
Yeah, I think they definitely got, like, at least from like things I read, like before, Irish and black people used to get along a lot, especially during, like, because like they have like a lot of parties or whatever and dance a lot. Because look at Irish culture too.
They all lived in the ghettos.
Yeah,
together.
the Irish and the blacks did. Like, they actually got along.
Italians. The black, you know, it was.
But, I'm Irish. I'm part Irish, and I would not be chilling with blacks if I were black.
You have a half black son, you piece of shit.
No, I'm talking about back in the day. But see, what happened was,
just like your ancestors.
Back in the day, I would not have gotten with a black chick.
And I don't know how true this is, but from what I read, is just like what happened was basically like, you know, the racist whites. I don't say all whites, but the racist whites basically had a plan. It's like, we need to get like the Irish people on our side, so they start hiring them all as cops. So a lot of them became like cops and shit like that, and fucking kind of like turned it around.
That's why I said once they felt like they were equal to American white, and you can hide being Irish, you can hide being Italian, you can hide all those things. One thing you can't do is hide is fucking being black. You walk in the room.
Unless you're like, talking like this, you're like, nigger. I'm a cop now.
There's a nigger here.
Yeah. You know? Hey, you're over there. I see a black man. I'm going to have to beat him.
That's pretty good.
Hey, and still to this day, Boston is one of the most racist places to travel.
You're going to have to play with my shillelagh.
So I'm not even going to get into, like, the black folks can't be racist. So fuck it. I'll just give you that. Black folks can't be racist.
I never said.
Yeah, I've never said that.
The whole thing about the racism part today is bullshit. Like, because it's not about people being racist. It's about people being prejudiced. Racism is kill, you murder. You don't want them alive.
You've modified the definition.
No,
that's blacks do. What,
that's how it was used in America. Yeah. But now today, most people are prejudiced. Everybody's prejudiced. Well, you, it's okay.
I think the word gets thrown around. Like, say for example, you're a fucking girl, and you're like, I'm not really into black dudes. I don't think that's racist, right? And Boat's eating a banana, so.
What the fuck is wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that, you nothing. Racist fuck? What are you implying? Hold on. Don't laugh this off. This is serious.
You piece of shit. On
race. We're having a serious discussion about the history, the plights of black folks having to gain their respect as men, as humans.
Shut the fuck up. Listen.
So what are you implying?
But like, is it racist? Like, was it racist for someone to have a preference?
Black man is a monkey.
I did. So listen.
On this podcast.
He implied that I was a fucking monkey. You piece of shit.
This is very good.
I want that soundbite. Yeah. I want that soundbite. Yeah.
No, so fucking, like, is that racist for, like, a girl to be like, oh, I'm not into black dudes or I'm not into Mexican dudes?
No, that's a preference.
But she some people would.
Pussy doesn't have to be an equal opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. So my point is, like, I think, like, that word does get thrown around easily. Like, I don't think certain things, it's like.
Hey. Can I interrupt really quick? Yeah. I want you to see the funniest thing ever. Okay, the white people who I love to just like watch get tortured are the super duper white guilt people who are just like, go to your goddamn Google images right now and look up so sorry reparations. And there's white people who put themselves through this like
I've seen those. They're like getting whipped and shit or something like that, right?
Yes, and they're all chained up and they're all like wearing shirts that say so sorry. Like yeah, both. Please, I want you to try to find these people and just shame them because they want to be shamed.
I've seen it.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I don't like that groveling shit. I'm not a fan of it.
Dude, it's hilarious. Once again, they're on vacation. They're visitors.
I deal with like
it's a Disneyland ride. Hey, let's see what it's like to be a slave. All right, let's go home. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's bullshit.
And they leave and they're like, we're better than other white people.
That was like a great experience.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god, you're fucking racist. Like, all right, they're like that.
I'm woke.
You're fucking racist, right?
And they'll go back and make a YouTube clip, get 4 billion views off how their experience as slaves talked so much about black people.
Yo, but what's up with this? What's up with some of the leaders? Like, I don't want to say they're leaders because obviously maybe they're not leaders to you or wherever, but like. Like, you know, like the BLM movement, some of these leaders, they're like super fucking white or like mad, like Sean King. Isn't he fucking white?
Sean King.
Or whatever?
You talking about the Sean King, the mixed dude.
He looks white.
Mixed. He ain't mixed.
Dude, he looks so.
He's trying to claim it.
He looks white. So fucking white, man.
And the Young Turks hired him.
Yo, and then what else? That one chick, remember we talked about the NAACP chick that was like totally trying to be black?
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, like there's a couple other ones too. I was looking up, but I was just thinking like these are the cultural appropriators. Those type of fucking people,
most definitely.
And not only that, but she went to Howard. Did she go to Howard on a scholarship? Wait, he did, right?
No.
He claimed that he was part black.
Right, she did though. She did go to Howard, and she claimed because she was white, so she was able to get in. So she
and then she switched it.
Yeah, then she switched it and said she was But it's crazy.
Oh, she tried to sue the school.
She did, yeah.
That there was some kind of prejudice against that she was white.
And that's how people.
That shit didn't work.
That's how people found her out right there.
That shit didn't work. So she's like, "Well, I'm gonna be black then," and not only am I gonna be black, I'm gonna be ultra black, and I'm gonna be the head of the NCAA, whatever the fuck that's just called. Yeah, that bitch is crazy, man.
She's all the NCAA.
That bitch is crazy.
Like, how could you live your life like that? And how could you live your life like that? Like, she's lying to everyone about being black.
Because everyone's giving her a pass. I mean, look how far she got.
And she probably is, like, enjoys being hailed as doing, like, great work. And she probably becomes addicting.
Yeah, I really like this.
I can see that being addicting. I can see that glory, that attention, I can see it definitely being fucking.
She would have got more. She would have got more praise just being a white woman doing the things she did.
Yeah, but she...
yeah, just keep it real.
Nah, that's not in her nature.
Hey, so I'm switching up a little bit because I heard about this. So,
what, Anonymous is the fucking hottest rapper since fucking 2018?
LGBT, the low T cell count T's that may not belong in that group of people, right? So it's kind of different, right?
You talking about transgender?
Yes. So now there's, guess what? It's starting to rear its head. It's lesbians and transgenders who are like beefing. Because transgenders are like, what, you won't date me? I am a real woman. They're like, but you're not a real woman. Like, I want a vagina. I do have a vagina. Yeah. I'm post-op. Yeah, but I want like a vagina that's like regular.
Yeah, I don't want.
And now they're, because that whole culture is like politically correct and shit, and, you know. Yeah. And so now they're coming to heads because, yeah, nobody wants a fake vagina, man. People are attracted.
From shit I read, though, like, you know, it used to be the LGB community. That was it. They added trans to that. And actually, there's a lot of people in that community that were pretty upset.
Don't forget about Q.
No.
Don't forget about Q.
Oh, yeah. There's also I, which is intersexual or something.
I don't know, but they like, there's from what I've read, like, a lot of them weren't cool with that. They're like, yo, you can't mix your shit with what we're trying to do. You hate yourself. We don't hate ourselves. We're happy to be fucking
gay. That's
the
problem with identity politics. And remember when gay folks tried to, like, co-op BLM marches?
Yeah.
And do you know who Umar Johnson is, Boat?
A lot of black people don't like gays anyway.
Well, no. Listen, I like Umar, actually. I agree with... I wouldn't want to live in an ethno state, but I'm cool with it. Like, ethno states are cool with me, the concept of it. But Umar does not like gay people, and he's like vocal about it. And so it's at odds. So when these people are playing like identity politics,
the thing is, why black people, like you say, have a problem with the gay lifestyle? It's not because they don't like it. They just have a religious based upbringing. Yeah. And so when you base your life off the Bible. Yeah. You tend to you know, do certain things, and that's why the black culture has had historically had an issue with.
I don't think it's necessarily because there's a lot of guys that just think it just ruins the black family or ruins the.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why Umar
asking a black person who grew up kind of in church. Yeah. That's why.
Well, listen though. But how about this, Bo? I think Umar is right. Listen, if you're gay, you're gay. I believe you're born that way, right? For most part. But I believe Umar's right because, yeah, you can't mix whatever he's trying to do with the gay lifestyle, because part of the problem within the black community is the broken family. And gay, I'm sorry, man, you just can't have – it's way harder to fucking be two dudes and be like, all right, let's go adopt a baby somewhere. It's not the same, man. It's not the same. The strongest family is a wife.
Are you being a homophobe right now?
I'm just saying truth.
I'm just fucking with you.
I mean, yeah, they need, like, family is important.
I do like issues being one thing at a time, though. I don't like when shit gets mixed up together. I think it's ridiculous when they do that.
Yeah, we should be able to combat one issue at a time. You don't have to mash them all together. Yeah. Like, I really hate when people try to mirror the gay movement to the black civil rights movement.
Yeah, I think it's disingenuous, and I think it's actually real fucked, because I think what black people go through is way worse, obviously.
That's cultural appropriation.
I agree with that.
Because now,
let's say they do have their own struggle, but it's totally different than
it being is different. A, yeah, it is.
So, a gay white man make more than a financially in the workplace than a straight black guy.
Look, obviously gay people have their own struggles, but I think it's like, no, I think at the end of the day, no one really cares if you're private about your own life that you were fucking gay for the most part. I've never really seen
private about it, but like when they have these gay parades,
they want to force
these
it
shows
though.
Where they're dressed in nothing, like humping each other in the street. It's like, all right, man, we get it. You're gay.
No, and that's the thing is like that's why I'm saying that the whole thing with blacks, like, they just wanted to be equal. They're sick of being treated like shit. Where gays kind of just like, no, you're gonna see that I'm gay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you will like that I'm gay. Like, I don't have to like it.
I'm gay. What do you have to say about?
Yeah,
I am a gay man. What do you have to say about that? Huh? I didn't say so.
Dude, that should be a character, dude. That should be a character. Every conversation you have, you know, like, you have Miles Freeman, and then you have, like, you fucking your character, Gregory Stanza.
Highly defensive gay dude.
Yeah, every time I say something, you go, I am a gay man.
I am a gay man. That's funny. That was funny. That was fun.
I'm gay. Gabe, you know this. I am a gay man.
I am a gay man, and I am proud of that. I am not ashamed. We have come too far. So what did you have to say? What do you have to say?
Yo, and I'm not trying to confuse this. Like I don't like. Actually, no, I don't have a problem with gay people. I have gay friends too, so I don't even care. So
he has gay friends.
Yeah. No, you know, but what I'm saying is like I don't give a fuck what any. I'm more of a libertarian approach when it comes to all this shit. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just leave me alone. You know what I mean?
So my thing is when you're talking about the black, you know, civil rights. So it was two streams that the black people wanted to go. So one wanted equal rights, and the other wanted separate but equal.
Yes,
they did. Yeah.
We're talking about like Marcus Garvey versus Dubois. Yeah.
Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X. They
regardless wanted equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a great thing. Yeah. I think that was a great thing. That would have if we would have went that way, I think we would have been in a totally different place.
I like the idea of having an area where it's like, okay, this is white, this is black. Not that you can't live there, but it's all ran. Government, yeah. Police, by those people. And then also have an area where, like, it's how normal America is. Trying to force segregation, it becomes problematic. As
you force segregation, what happens is people with money will always win. The rich will always win, regardless of who it is. Gentrification.
Listen, but don't you think this, like, that eventually is going to happen anyway, because you're going to have a black dude go into, you know, the white community, or a white dude go into the black community, and they're going to deal with that, and they're going to want to bring it up like you're treating me unfairly. Regardless, no, that's going to happen anyway.
The government will be black or whatever it is.
But if you want to come live there and we just treat you normal. Right. But
yeah, but it's under black rule.
So the problem is this. Another problem is, we have major cities that's majority black, right? We have a lot of major cities that's majority black, and they have crime issues, they have drug issues, and a lot of time, state-funded things, they cut these things, and the state doesn't allow the city to actually combat a lot of these issues correctly. Yeah. They don't help the issue until these areas start to gentrify, and that's they be like, oh yeah, then they start pouring all this money. This money was nowhere to be found before, but now all of a sudden, you know, we can make these streets clean.
Yeah,
up the crack needles, and oh, let's put our opiate abusers in rehab and not in jail.
I'm not for forcing this shit, obviously. But like at least in my world, I would like everybody to just not give a fuck about that. You know what I mean? Obviously, you're never gonna get rid of it, huh?
Here's the other thing. There's also like value in being a victim, and that's why you see all these different people who are claiming groups, whether it's gay, trans, whatever. There's value.
I mean, it is shitty. Like
stupid smile for it.
What I'm saying is like I can never relate to like fucking face. I can never relate to obviously like
little howdy doody Filipino motherfucker.
Well, no, because I'm saying it is funny. Like, obviously that shit does exist, and some of the racism and all that. Like, I can't compare myself to like obviously what other people have gone through, but I'll just say this story. Like, when I've gone with my girl like to Lakeside or Santee, or like holding hands and shit, there all these white people are fucking staring. Like, what's this white girl doing with this Mexican?
Is Santee still like that? I know Lakeside probably is.
Lakeside definitely is still, but Santee not as bad. But it's like one of those things where they like, because she sees it too. She goes, "Why the fuck is that bitch staring at us?" Like you know what I mean? Like you do see like, what's this beautiful white woman?
Those Lakeside areas, you get those old white people who just are scared of the world.
What's this beautiful?
They watch Fox News. I watch Fox News, but. They stay on Fox News and they're just scared of the world.
Like Boat said, what's this God fearing beautiful white woman doing with this colored man?
Just colored man.
They look at black people like, God damn, I wish I could murder you. I get in trouble for that. Why are we giving them southern accents?
I don't know, because they don't even talk like that.
Don't you know the East County San Diego accent?
I don't know. They're a bunch of fucking
George Bush voting God for America.
Hey, wasn't it funny when Donald Trump was running? People kind of liked George Bush again, like some nostalgia factor.
Because it's all bullshit, bro. It's all I told you. It's like wrestling, dude. It's fucking dumb. Nobody liked fucking John McCain, and then also when John McCain started talking shit about Donald Trump, all of a sudden John McCain's the fucking man. Nah, he's the same motherfucker you didn't like 4 fucking years ago.
I stopped dealing with politics after Obama.
I told you, dude. One side.
It's so good right now, dude. In terms of like, it can be exhausting if you invest yourself emotionally too much, which I did for a while. But now I just enjoy watching. But hey, what do you think about this
wrestling?
This FBI investigation is now gone from Russia collusion to Stormy Daniels. They invaded. They broke into Trump's lawyer's office and they pulled off all that correspondence between the two. What the fuck? Is this not clear and obvious that they're just trying their hardest to get Trump?
Dude.
Whether you like him or not.
Like I said, this is fucking... Because it's all stupid. It's just dumb shit.
I don't have a problem with him paying a porn star.
Me neither. I expect him to. Right. I would be disappointed if he didn't.
Right. And then what happens I'm sure
Obama fucked... Yeah. Some of the baddest bitches. While he was there.
I don't get that impression.
I don't think he did. I don't get that impression of Obama either. But what y'all
crazy. Y'all crazy. He the most powerful man in the world.
He probably likes dudes. I don't know.
No. I don't think so. I think he's like a family dude. I don't think he fucks around like that.
I'm not one of them black guys like, hey, keep his resume untarnished. No, man, that motherfucker fucked somebody.
Yeah.
No, there's reasons to dislike Obama. I fucked a lot of white men.
I get $100 more than I normally get. I'm the coldest motherfucker. This motherfucker's the most man in the world. Yo. Man, make me a manager at a job.
And that's the thing. It's to get people to fucking just get riled up. They try to put morals and bullshit on everything. Like Clinton's over here getting his dick sucked by interns.
You know what though? Like Michelle, her face isn't the best, but it's not the worst. But her body's fine, dude. I'd be like, he got a good wife.
Yeah, he does.
Before Trump came along, he had the best one. Melania's.
Listen, now that's some bullshit. Because if that was Michelle Obama had done the things that this foreign motherfucker had done,
yeah,
man, we wouldn't have been able to live that shit down.
Well, here's the, like I said, this is like wrestling. Like what people do is they pick sides and they're like, yeah, Macho Man, yeah, Hulk Hogan. Like they don't give a fuck. Like for example, like if you're a liberal, right? You're all liberal, you're all free, and people should be able to do whatever they want. Women should be able to show their bodies. Oh, but then when Melania comes along, all of a sudden she's a slut or she's a skank ass bitch. Like you know what I'm saying?
They don't even talk about her. But you want to know why? Because if they talk about her, they're bashing women, so they really can't do it.
Yeah, they
can't really do it. But if that was Michelle Obama, you can bash a black woman. You can bash a black woman.
Well, the reason they would do that too is because, like, look at her. She's sinful.
Yo, what's that? What's that chick's name? That black model from like the 90s. She was from, I think, France or a different country. What the fuck is her name?
Naomi Campbell.
I think if Barack was dating Naomi Campbell and she had taken some pictures where it was nude, I don't think people would trip over that.
I bet you they would have.
Because what Trump's wife did was, it was like in an artistic way. It wasn't smutty. If she did that, I don't think people would trip. I think if they're like, if she was American, they'd probably say, oh, she's ghetto.
It's about the consumer, not the artist. Art is only with the consumer. If I feel like that shit's slutty because I'm consuming it, it's slutty. It's not about you. You're letting someone tell you, oh, it was artistic how she took those pictures. No, that shit was fucking
little. Do you think pictures can be, nude pictures can be taken that are artistic?
Yeah, they can be. Yeah.
Do you think those were slutty, her pictures?
She was fucking naked.
Yo, look.
That doesn't mean that, dude, it's not come on. Vibe, hey, man. Look,
we already know why some girls do that shit. All right? Come on now. Don't be retarded.
Right. Did you see that?
She wasn't doing Titanic pictures and shit where she's laying with the fucking necklace around her fucking thing and, you know, old boy's painting a picture of her and shit.
Look at your face.
Somebody photoshopped her into porn. Yo, it's crazy what they can do with porn now in terms of putting people's faces on other bodies. Melania Trump is sucking a cock. Anyways, let's get back to this.
I want you to build a wall with your lips.
Right now, where she's kind of laying down topless, I don't know, man. I just don't think it's look, smutty.
Look, she did it for modeling, right?
Yeah, she's a model.
You already know why they all do that. They do it to show their body. And yeah, sure, it can be artistic, but we all know who the fucking target audience is, all right?
Exactly.
I'm not saying, okay. If I took a fucking picture of my girl, naked, but I wanted her to have, a mountainside behind her and shit and, pose in such a way where I think it's beautiful, that's fucking different. But when you're posing for, a magazine, you already know what the deal is, bro. You already know what you're doing. You already know what this is for. But I'm not hating on her for that.
Can you see my screen?
Yeah. Yeah, come on, bro. I mean, she's beautiful, and obviously she looks sexy, but she's posing to be sexy. That's exactly what she's trying to do.
It's still artistic.
Oh, yo, come on, shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm sorry, I disagree with you. Hey,
no, you're being biased right now. Shut the fuck up.
What's his daughter's name again?
Wait, hold on. This is the most artistic thing. Men around the world that are artists are going to enjoy this. Yeah, no.
No, it ain't. Oh, that's so wrong. See, I can't show. I gotta edit that.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta edit that now. I gotta blur it out, but don't worry. But my thing is that's the point. Is we already know who the target audience is. She's trying to be seductive and sexy. Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, I'm fine with that.
I don't have a problem with that either.
But don't try to sit there and be like, well, can't you see that it's beautiful? Come on, you motherfucker.
I don't know. I can see the artistic merit of it.
There's obviously.
Bro, he's supposed to do this. James, he's supposed to do this. He's white. Helping his white son.
No, listen, if Naomi Campbell did that shit, I would say the same thing.
No, I'm not saying that it can be artistic, but I'm saying we know what her
Michelle Obama wore a sleeveless dress and white people were up in arms about, oh my god, she's showing those.
No, but I'm saying she's trying to be sexy. Let's just say I had a fucking 8-pack, right? And I was all chiseled up and shit, and I took pictures for a magazine and shit like that, and then ended up trying to run for office and all that. I mean, that shit shouldn't affect me, but I know what I was doing. You know what I mean? I was trying to obviously show my body off, look fucking, appealing to women. And so I don't have a problem with it either, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, it's the most beautiful artistic thing I've ever done.
I can appreciate a woman's body without it being, I guess in my mind I'm sexualizing it, but without there being a cock coming on her face.
I know, but I'm saying those pictures are supposed to be exotic and sexy. That's the goal of those pictures. You're trying to say it's this artistic, beautiful thing where she has a fucking mountain range behind her. Bro, and shit.
Yes, sexy is beautiful.
I'm not saying she's that's artistic. Not.
You're not. We're not saying that. We're saying that who she's going for. She want that jack off material. That's what.
Yeah. That's let's just be real. I'm not.
Hold on. This is hilarious. He's spray with the can. Look at his face.
There's so many funny pictures out there of Trump, though. That's just funny.
Hey, man, you gotta nothing. Don't believe anything on the internet, and I can't believe anything anymore, man.
I don't believe. I just think it's funny.
I don't see it with my own eyes, and I still question my own eyes.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Okay, so this is something that's going on Facebook. I don't know what. There's a lot, actually, Facebook we should be talking about. We'll talk about it next time because Facebook's dying and Mark Zuckerberg is an absolute evil cunt. But anyways, a lot of people get their news from memes on the internet. No, they'll see something, it makes a little point. Yeah. But there's so many memes that are intentionally, misinformation.
I got a meme, Glenn's losing steam.
I got a homeboy who's very, politically involved and he knows a lot. I'll ask him to get, kind of an update of what's going on. He knows all the players. But he even said, yo, they have this big-ass wall between Guatemala and Mexico. And he's like, I saw the fucking picture. And so they're over here talking shit about we shouldn't put a wall here. And so I looked it up. I'm like, oh, goddamn, it is. And then I saw, this is not real.
Well, anybody who fucking takes and you don't even need to take a lot of time. That takes just a couple minutes to actually look their own shit up. They would have already known Mexico had a fucking wall to block fucking.
No, they don't. What I'm saying is, even my friend who does do his due diligence, is really he usually doesn't make these mistakes. Yeah. He even got tricked. You know what I mean? He was even saying that there's a wall between Mexico, but there's not.
Yeah, but they have border fucking security.
No, but the point, the reason this meme was made was to illustrate the point so that people who are Trump supporters could say, look, there's a wall between Guatemala and Mexico and use that argument. But that's not true. So there's a lot of this shit that's going on. And I think the point is just to like maybe make people.
Well, we
look stupid,
don't really have a wall either. We have a fucking fence.
Doing really well. Huh?
We don't really have a wall either.
Don't get stuck on the wall. The point wasn't the wall. The point was these memes that are getting pushed out are like intentionally putting out misinformation. Right. And then people, because they understand so many people don't really do that much research, they'll look at a meme on Facebook and get all up in arms like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a wall in San Diego.
Let me tell you this. In 2004, I started working for a certain government agency where we collected a lot of data and a lot of top secret stuff. It's been over 10 years, so I'm sure this stuff is declassified. If not, I deal with it. Like we used to get, you know, threats for the president. We used to get all this stuff, and I used to have to go through it and sort it. I remember this lady sent a picture of the border somewhere in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And it was a fence, like a makeshift fence. Yeah. And she pushed it over and drove over to Mexico, right? And I'm thinking, like, how long has that shit been there? You know, what has been going on? Yeah. And I think between countries, there should be something. You know, I'm not saying there should be this 40-foot wall.
Yeah, yeah.
But it should be something, some type of, you know.
And it's not evil.
Yeah. I'm not saying,
dude. You go to any country, dude. Just like, especially like in Europe, if you don't have your papers, if you don't have fucking, they'll kick your ass out.
In Europe, I thought Europe was a lot more easy to travel. The EU, I thought it was a lot easier to travel around.
You can travel. Look, Glenn, James, going into Iraq, if you don't have the proper visa paperwork, you're not leaving the airport. They're going to make you buy a ticket and fly your ass out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. What's the difference?
Yeah.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
But we can't even have this discussion because they made it so that if you even propose that the wall is anything but evil, then you're a racist. And so it's like,
be illegal immigrant. Come over to this motherfucker. I'm not talking about that. Come over. I don't give a fuck about that. Because if you come in here and you're doing right, shit, I got family members that's doing wrong. You think I don't give a fuck about that. Just don't come in my way. Do whatever you have to do. We're all human. Do whatever you have to do. Come over here illegal. I'm not saying stop illegal immigration. Yeah. Come over here. Do whatever you do. Be a.
I think as long as you.
This fucking lawn mowing motherfucker.
Speaking of motherfucker to go back to Mexico.
Speaking of the devil.
Yeah. Go back to your country, goddamn.
We need to build this wall faster. Actually, there is a wall in San Diego. It's shit. But.
No, there is a wall in San Diego. Yeah,
it's shit, and there's holes all through it. But there's different levels to look at this on. On the humanistic side, like the individual plight, I respect these dudes who are coming from El Salvador, Guatemala, all those places, making this trek to America to have a better life. I respect that. Now, on the other level, you have to have a system in place. You have to have order. So I get it, dude. I don't think it's evil to set up the system. And he's not saying no more Mexicans. He's like, let's put a fucking hole.
I'm just sick of getting taxed like a motherfucker. That's all I'm sick of.
Well, see, the taxes is not coming from illegal immigrants. Yeah. The taxes are coming from a lot of other shit that.
Well, how'd it get so big?
Listen, you got to think about it. We're paying congressmen. All the senators, lifelong.
They're
fucking us for way more than a illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
Is come. You got people like Bernie Madoff who's fucking people over. Way worse.
But those are just Jews.
They ain't Catholic.
Yeah, they ain't Catholic. I fucked that all up. They ain't Catholic.
He ain't Catholic. He's a fucking Mennonite. That's what he is.
He's not a Catholic.
Yeah. See, it sounds dumb. He ain't Catholic.
You gotta slang it up. He ain't Catholic.
He ain't Catholic.
You ain't Catholic.
I am a gay man.
You and your damn enunciation.
Don't talk over me. I'm a gay man.
It's been a great hour and a half.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go to work.
Your fucking shit is fucked up. I appreciate y'all. Episode one of Black, White, and Yellowish. Tune in. We got more to come.
Yeah.
Say your piece where the people can reach you at, Glenn.
Yo, Anonymous Knowledge, a.k.a. AK. Yo. I put spores in your pores and floors and all this other shit, yo. Yo, Glizza, at Glizza619 on Instagram, and that's all you need to worry about for now. Oh, channel Glizza on YouTube. Find my music there. Peace.
James?
You can just check my Instagram at Kent Digital. K-E-N-T Digital.
It's a big waste of time.
Fuck. Yeah. Don't be a hater because me and Anonymous are collaborating.
All right, and you can catch me at Ardell Boatwright Jr. No, that's not right. Comedian Ardell Boatwright on Instagram and everything else. And we appreciate y'all for listening. That's episode one. Get at us. Peace.
Peace.